Tuesday mornings here at Bear Country 95.3. We check in with Patrick from Montague Webworks for our Montague Webworks website of the week. And before we get to the website this week, an early birthday announcement. Patrick, I usually do all the birthdays at 8:10, but I guess that there is a special birthday happening today.
Yeah, my son Cahill turns 4 today.
4 years old today.
4 years old.
Precious.
It is.
Well, happy birthday to Cahill. What is he what's he gonna do to celebrate his birthday?
Big family birthday party already happened.
Oh.
Already happened.
And was there a theme?
It was the Transformers birthday.
I hear that Transformers is huge right now.
Absolutely huge.
I mean, actually, you know, Transformers was big when I was a kid, but it's kind of
the whole Bumblebee concept.
Uh-huh.
Bumblebee car.
Right.
Our friends over at Dillon Chevrolet had a lovely brand new 2009 Camaro, which is actually the car that is the Bumblebee.
Oh.
And Tom let us come over and take a picture with my son and my daughter with the car. It was
Tom
awesome.
Dillon. Super nice guy. Very good. Well, happy birthday to Cahill. All right. So our Montague Webworks website of the week is actually websites, two sites, huh?
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking about two sites that are relevant and they're connected. One has been in the news recently, which is Craigslist.
Yes, Craigslist. You know, Craigslist kind of gets a bad rap every now and then.
It does get a bad rap. And it's because of the users, not because of the platform. We can talk about that. And then the other one is FreeCycle. And the reason I wanted to bring these two up is because of we're all aware of the current economic situation.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you need that you may not have the resources for.
Right.
And there are things that you may have in your garage that you walk by and you go, oh, my God, I've got to get rid of that. Or that's that thing your wife always says, Kevin, when are you going to get rid of that thing? And you go, you know, I'll get to it.
You say to yourself, my God, I'm a hoarder. Oh, my gosh,
I'm a pack rat. I'm a pack rat. These are places, both Craigslist and FreeCycle.
Sorry. Right.
See, I have Facebook on the brain.
It's okay.
You, I'm addicted.
Yeah,
where you can both solicit and offer services and product and things that you can basically get rid of for free or acquire for free.
Mm-hmm.
They've both become great resource tools.
Hmm. Okay, so what have you used Craigslist for in the past?
I've used Craigslist for ride sharing.
Mm-hmm.
In the past. I've used it for when my wife and I were cloth diapering both of our children to ask if there were people out there that had cloth diapers that they either didn't use or they wanted to recycle that we could take.
What a specific topic.
It is very specific. Absolutely. But my wife said,
I was looking for a cheap lawnmower.
No, I mean, my wife and I were trying to find a place to get cloth diapers, and there really wasn't a place. And so that's what we used Craigslist for, and we were very successful.
I hear people advertise jobs,
jobs wanted. They do.
Apartments, houses.
You
can get anything on Craigslist.
Cars.
Cars as well.
Equipment, like music equipment, lawnmowers.
Now, this is different from FreeCycle. How?
FreeCycle means free.
Absolutely free.
Completely free.
Mm-hmm.
And cycle is, of course, that's a play on words from recycle. FreeCycle is really great because you can literally hook up with someone on FreeCycle in your own community who may live three doors down from you that has that thing that you need,
mm-hmm.
that is also the thing that they want to get rid of, and walk down the street and take it home.
So you can post as the person who wants to get rid of something or as the person who is looking for something.
Absolutely correct.
And it has to be absolutely free, though.
Last year, I got a cord of heating wood for my house absolutely free off of FreeCycle.
Wow. Score right there.
Absolute score. $300 worth of score.
And both FreeCycle and Craigslist are localized.
They are localized. They're geographically relevant in terms of how they use their internet platforms to demographically filter the posts and requests that are on both of those sites.
Gotcha.
And it's a great tool because if you're traveling, for example, and you want to pick up a ride in New Orleans, Louisiana on a Friday to go to a specific event.
Right.
You can go on Craigslist, and there are other resources to do that too, but you can go to Craigslist and actually post a request for that ride, arrive in New Orleans, get your phone or your PDA or your laptop out,
mm-hmm.
check your email and say, oh, Dave said, I'll pick you up at the corner of Laguna and whatever, and we'll go to the show together. It's an amazing use of the internet.
Patrick is from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks websites
Da-da-da-da.
Of the week. FreeCycle.org.
Org.
And Craigslist.com.
It's com. And there's also org, I believe. I think they have both domain extensions.
Both work.
Yeah.
Patrick, have a great day.
You too, thanks.